Advisory services offered through Black Ridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Black Ridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691. Or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind, my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hello, thank you for tuning into the Financial Chick Show. I am Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service independent financial planning firm located in Medford. I am here live every Friday from 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. on 103.9 LI News Radio. The Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your anxiety and stress about money. If you have any questions on anything we discuss here on the air, feel free to contact my office at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at financialchickshow.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Diversified Financial Solutions. So I hope that you all had a very nice Thanksgiving. I can't believe it's come and gone already. For many of you, though, I would imagine that this year was a little bit different than past years. With all the restrictions and coronavirus and everything that's going on. So we had a nice quiet Thanksgiving, just my husband, my daughter, myself, and my dog. We made a 4-pound turkey breast, not the whole big turkey deal, but with some gravy and some sides. We had glazed carrots, sweet potatoes with marshmallows, stuffing and cranberry sauce. Just enough food to be full, but not feel super stuffed. So even our 17-year-old Jack Russell Terrier got to have some delicious turkey. That tryptophan, though, gets you every time. So after dinner, we were all pretty wiped out and needed a nap. So hopefully all got to relax and enjoy time with your family and have some good food and reflect on this crazy year. So now the holiday frenzy begins, or does it? It was encouraging to see so many stores closed on Thanksgiving this year. In looking for silver linings from the pandemic, that is certainly one of them, at least for me. As a financial advisor, I'm certainly pro-capitalism and business, but the importance of spending time with family and getting a break from the hustle and bustle is such a healthy thing to do. I hope the businesses continue to do this after, you know, the pandemic is coming on. I have made a policy to close our office the day after Thanksgiving just to take that breath before the year-end frenzy starts. And a little different this year, obviously, because usually we're checking our list twice, the RMD list, required minimum distribution, but we know that's been waived this year. So that's one thing we don't have to do that's off the checklist. But there's still the cards and just all the other stuff to make sure year-end planning items are taken care of. So I'm going to be getting into some year-end planning items for you as well today on the radio show. So today is Black Friday, and it looks as though it may not be the Black Friday that, again, that we're all used to seeing. With the coronavirus, many people are opting to do their holiday shopping online, and retailers are making it so easy to do it. They're offering free shipping or curbside pickup. Recent tallies have shown that people have been spending money and holiday sales are already up and the season has only begun. Everyone will deal with shopping in their own way, whether it's going to be online or going to the stores. But even so, with the online shopping, it seems like the stores are pretty busy in spite of that spike of the virus. So just a few fun facts about Black Friday that I found that you might enjoy. Black Friday happens to be the busiest day of the year for plumbers. Yes, that's right. So thanks to all the food we gobble up on Thanksgiving and house guests stressing out the plumbing system, Roto-Rooter reports that kitchen drains, garbage disposals, and yes, toilets require more attention the day after Thanksgiving than any other day of the year. Before you have the legions of people joining you, at your festival, you may want to remind them that the kitchen cleanup crew to scrape the plates before putting them into the dishwasher too. So, just a little fun fact for you. And another fun fact, over 32 million people begin Black Friday shopping on Thanksgiving. Like, again, that number might be a little bit different this year. But they, even though the consumers may think the store shouldn't be open on Thanksgiving, a good chunk of all of you are still shopping online. And and that's even before the meal settles in your belly. So a couple of fun facts about Black Friday. So I never kind of bought into the whole Black Friday. I don't know. I enjoy the day after Thanksgiving, just relaxing and regrouping and cleaning up or whatever. Never was into the shopping. I think we did it once. We were looking for a TV, and this was probably back in the early 2000s. But since then, I'm just not really a big fan. So other thoughts about the holiday season that's coming. We want to make others happy and make ourselves happy as well. But we want to make sure we do not overspend this holiday season, only to regret it next year. Some helpful tips. Make sure you give yourself a budget and stick to it. You want to make a list of all the people you need to buy for, what you want to buy for them, and then keep track of what you purchased. I know I'm guilty of this. We are all guilty of forgetting that we bought certain things, and then we start overbuying for some or all people. It's so easy to charge those purchases, but remember, those bills will come in by year end or early January, and you want to make sure that you have the money to pay for them. You do not want to start the new year with credit card balances with those high annual percentage rates. So, interestingly enough, next week I'm going to be having a guest on the radio show with me that had a lot of debt, credit card debt, personal loans, and student loans. Some of this debt was with her for over two decades. She was in denial, but she knew she had to take control of her life and her finances. She just did not know how to start. So I put together a plan for her to successfully terminate and eliminate that debt. So with my assistance and her tenacity and determination, she was able to conquer many issues and pay off all of her debt. So make sure you tune in next week to hear her story. It's a pretty cool story, actually, and I think she'll be very inspiring, even though I don't think she'd feel she would be, but I think she's going to inspire a lot of you. So hopefully you will be able to join us next week. This is, again, Denise Snowstrom, the Financial Chick, the company's diversified financial solutions. I help you look for financial solutions when you feel like there are none. Feel free to contact my office at 631-758-8691. So last week, if you were listening, we talked about cryptocurrency. It is such an interesting topic that is so exciting, yet understood by so many. As I mentioned last week, Bitcoin has no regulated market, and although it is fun to invest into the cryptocurrency arena, it should not be the mainstay of any portfolio. I would consider the money you invest into Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency as money you're okay with losing and/or experiencing a lot of volatility. Last week, Bitcoin was in the news, so people got very excited and had renewed interest in the cryptocurrency. On Wednesday of this week, it touched a high of 19,391, just under its all-time closing peak of 19,497, which, by the way, happened in 2017, so a little over 3 years ago. Today, Bitcoin was down to 16,242, or down 5.9% in one day. Eurythium fell 8.1%, and XRP was down 15.9%, with two other cryptocurrencies. So I have found that this is how cryptocurrencies roll. They come in hot at certain times of the year, drive up the price, new people buy on the positive news, then the price drops because those with winning hands sell their position. This is not too different than the 90s with the boiler room stockbrokers selling penny stocks. So buyer beware. If it looks too good to be true, it probably is. Again, I'm not a big fan of cryptocurrency. Like I said, it's cool for a part of the portfolio, but it just seems to me a lot of people that think this is going to be the way to become rich. And hey, it may take off. It may be a great thing, but you know, again, just go in with caution. So I just want to bring up another thing that I had talked about. I run a women's power empowerment group, and we're doing a small business crawl. And it's starting with Angels of Long Island. And if you go to Angels of Long Island, which is on Main Street in Patchogue, it's like a thrift shop, but they do a lot of work for the community. They just had a tremendous outreach for Thanksgiving, giving out food and pies and just the whole nine yards for the holiday season. And right now they're collecting gift cards for Christmas and all of that. So the business crawl, we're extending it for 1 week. If you go to Angels of Long Island, make a donation, make a purchase, you get a map. And what you can do is you can take that map to the various stores, either virtually or in person. We have about 20 businesses that are represented. They're all giving special promotions. If you visit all of these locations, you get the code, send back that map to our facility. Everything is listed on the map, and you could be entered into some raffles. So it's a win-win. You're helping Angels of Long Island, you're helping these small businesses, and you're getting some of your holiday shopping done. So try to get out there. I know they're open tomorrow and all of next week. So get out there and do some shopping for the holidays. Again, this is Denise Nostrom, the Financial Chick, and we will be back after the break, and I'm going to talk about some investment tasks that you can do to get yourself set for the year end. Welcome back. You're listening to the Financial Chick Show. This is Denise Nostrom. My company is Diversified Financial Solutions, and we are located in Medford. And you can reach me at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at financialchickshow.com. We are here to help you on your financial journey. Over the years, things change, and we are here to help you navigate all of those changes. So as I mentioned before the break, we're going to talk about the five investment tasks to tackle by year end. So market turbulence in 2020 may have wreaked havoc on some of your investment goals for the year, with job losses and just this year. There's not even words for this year, actually. I mean, anything that you think you can plan for. We used to say, well, we at least plan for like the next month, or then it went down to a week and, you know, maybe then a day. And I'm probably down to like an hour at this point, because it's just everything just changes so quickly at this time. So, but it's probably, it probably highlighted this year the importance of periodically reviewing your investment portfolio to determine whether adjustments are needed to keep it on track. So now is a perfect time to take a look at these 5 year-end investment tasks. So let's take a look at the first one. So the first thing is we want to evaluate your investment portfolio. So to identify potential changes to your investment strategy, consider the following questions when reviewing your portfolio. So you want to ask yourself, how did your investments perform this year? That's a question I ask a lot of my clients and, or people that come in, prospects, how are you doing? Well, I'm doing good. In our office, we actually give you what your percentages are. So when we meet, we know exactly how your accounts are performing, and we track that to determine whether we're being successful or if there's changes that need to be made. So did your investments perform, outperform, match, or underperform your expectations? A lot of times you don't know that. If you don't really have a plan in place, you just say, well, it's done well. Well, it's done well compared to what? So that's something we really can kind of take a look at. What factors caused your portfolio to perform the way it did? It was kind of an interesting year. It was like feast or famine. There were certain mutual funds or stocks that have done very, very well. Others that just really haven't done well, and others that just kind of did, that were flat. It's been the market's been very interesting, because like with the pandemic, it's benefited a certain handful of companies, but not all of them. So it's something that we really haven't really seen before. So your portfolios definitely are showing that, and you want to make some adjustments. Another question, were there any consistencies or anomalies compared to past performance? Like you did really well in 2019, but maybe you haven't done so well in 2020. And why would that be? Does money need to be redirected in order to pursue your short or long-term goals? A lot of times people have it in one pot. You want to have, if you have a short-term goal, you want to make sure it's short-term money and short-term investments. Is your portfolio adequately diversified, or does your existing asset allocation still make sense? Probably questions that on a daily basis you probably don't ask yourself. That's why as a financial advisor, you know, when you meet, we come into my office, we discuss and take a look at your goals and your portfolio. We kind of put the pieces together to really get you to the goals that you want to reach. One of the biggest plans that most people have is their 401k, 403b. We have a great program in our office that enables us to help you manage those assets while not moving them, keeping them at the place, you know, with your place of employment as a teacher, your 403b. You do a questionnaire. We determine what your risk and time frame is. You get a plan out of various portfolios, and it lets you know exactly how to rebalance your 401k, 403b every single month, whether it's new contributions or the contributions that are in your plan. So if that's something that's of an interest to you, certainly give our office a call at 631-758-8691, and we can introduce you to that and show you exactly how that would work for you. Second thing out of the five is take stock of your emergency fund. You know, when you're confronted with unexpected expenses or loss of income, your emergency fund can serve as a financial safety net and help prevent you from withdrawing from your investments or being forced to pause your contributions. Very big thing. You know, people are like, you know, I got it all taken together. But they may have the best investment portfolio, but sometimes they don't have that cash reserve. And that's an issue because, you know, if something does happen, you either go into the credit cards or you go to your cash reserve. You don't want to hit those investments that may be earmarked for education or for retirement. So if you haven't established a cash reserve or if the one you have is inadequate, consider how you might build up your cash reserve. A good way to fund your account is to earmark a percentage of your paycheck each pay period. You could also save more by reducing your discretionary spending or directing investment earnings to your emergency account. So there's a lot of different ways that you could do this. People are like, I can't do it. You can. It's just a matter of looking at things a little bit differently, and that's something in our office that we do for you. Consider rebalancing. A year-end review of your overall portfolio can help you determine whether your asset allocation is balanced and in line with your time horizons and goals. So this year, if one type of investment performed well during the year, and maybe something else hasn't, it may be time to shuffle. We have this great chart that I go over with clients. It'll show you year by year for the past 20 years what the best performing sector was versus the worst performing sector. So when I say sector, there's a lot of different ways you can invest. Large cap growth, large cap value, bonds, international, you get the drift. So there's a lot of different things. And you want to be diversified. You want to be in all of those different things. And that's what gives us the opportunity to do that rebalancing. And what I say, it's just putting success on your side. You know, the market's going to do what it's going to do, but it's nice to have some type of control. And by rebalancing, you do have that control because things that typically do well will not do well the next year. So if you can kind of reshuffle those things, sell high and buy low, you're definitely putting a lot more success on your side. It doesn't ensure success, but it definitely puts a lot more success on your side. So for example, I have this one client that many, many years ago, she'd worked with me actually, and then her husband had, he loved doing stocks. And back in 2012, he bought Tesla. He was really just, he saw the vision of this guy, and, you know, he said, I really want to buy this stock. So we put together a stock portfolio for him. So hold on to your seats or, you know, hold on to your hats. He bought Tesla for $7.29. with an investment of $490.76. So, and this was back in 2010. It was actually December 1st of 2010. And I was just talking to the wife this week, and I said, we need to really pull some of these gains off the table, regardless of how good Elon Musk is. You know, her embedded gains right now were over $150,000. Again, this doesn't happen all the time. Believe me, this is not something that is a true, you know, this is a true story, but it's not something that will happen. You know, this is not a guarantee of what goes on. But her husband had this foresight, and has passed. He had Parkinson's, and he passed a couple of years ago. And she keeps saying, I wonder if he knows. And I'm like, you know, he definitely knows. He's looking down, and he really took care of his wife, you know, unbeknownst to him. So I love stories like this. So, but going back to the rebalancing, we're taking some of that money off the table and moving it into other things. We're keeping some of it because, again, I mean, you know, we still feel Tesla's a great buy, but or a great hold, I should say, in this case. But definitely, if it goes the opposite way, as a person of her age, I wouldn't want her to lose all those embedded gains. So we're going to keep some money rolling, but we took some off the table, and that's awesome. So number four, use some losses to help offset gains. Another thing that we're doing for some clients right now, we're taking a look at their mutual funds or their stock accounts and seeing things that haven't done so well. And, you know, we all, again, nothing's a 10. You're never going to get do well on everything that you have. So stuff that's not doing so well, sell it off, and you could take the tax loss. If you have no gains to offset, you can still deduct up to $3,000. So that's not a bad deal. And it takes a good look at your portfolio and make sure things are doing well. One caveat with that is that you if you something that you sell and you're like, oh man, I shouldn't have sold it, you have to wait 30 days to bring that that account back into your portfolio. But that's something we could talk about. And the next thing is set goals for the new year. After your year-end investment review, you might resolve to increase contributions to your IRA or Roth IRA, an employer-sponsored retirement plan, or a college fund in 2021. With a fresh perspective on where you stand, you may be able to make choices next year that could potentially benefit your investment portfolio over the long term. So give our office a call, 631-758-8691. We love putting together analysis for you and helping you identify and reach your goals. So thank you for allowing me to be with you at your home or in your car today. Take care and stay well. If you or a family member or a friend are struggling with debt, make sure you tune into the show next Friday. I have a great guest who's going to just pour her heart out. She's excited. I'm even more excited to have her with me. So I look forward to spending time with you again next Friday. Have a wonderful weekend and don't spend too much money on those gifts. Have a good one. Thanks so much.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.